Here in Southern California, we like to think of ourselves as forward-looking, focusing on the next new trend or technological development. And when it comes to our history, especially the architectural time, we've tended to tear it down to make way for what's to come. But Pasadena recently decided to celebrate a small part of its past that's connected to Barack Obama before he became the country's first African-American president. It's a piece of local history that syndicated columnist Joe Matthews has a personal connection to, as he explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
I used to live in grew up in the southwest corner of Pasadena, near where the 110 freeway ends. 1981, I was in second grade, walking from my house 5 blocks to Allendale Elementary School by unremarkable homes and apartment buildings, kind of dumpy apartment buildings. But the city of Pasadena just put up a plaque in front of one of those dumpy apartment buildings at 253 Glen Arm that says that the current president of the United States, Barack Obama, lived there in 1980 and 81 when he was a student, a sophomore at Occidental College.
You find a little irony here, though, because you point out, you know, Barack Obama didn't exactly let moss grow on his feet here in California. He got out of here pretty quickly.
Yeah, he was living in a dorm at Oxy freshman year. They lived in this apartment in my neighborhood, you know, 3 blocks from my house, it turns out, in his sophomore year. And then he transferred to Columbia University in New York, never came back except for occasional golf outings and fundraising tours as the President of the United States.
This plaque is one of a series of tributes to President Obama that have been springing up around the state even before he leaves office. Schools being named after him, streets named after him. There's even a push to rename part of the 134, the President Barack H. Obama Freeway. All of this makes you kind of uncomfortable, frankly. Why?
It's too soon. I mean, it's hard to know the legacy of a president. I mean, they don't even let you look at their papers for 12 years after they've left office, right? Mm-hmm. He's 55 years old. I think there's plenty of time for him to ruin his reputation. I hope he
doesn't.
Hopefully
not, yes.
Hopefully not. It's a little early, and it seems a bit much given that he's not a Californian. And, you know, he hasn't been the greatest of California presidents. I mean, Bill Clinton loved California, did all sort of extra things for California. Obama not. And he got into, you know, big fights and did things that, you know, were real problems for California.
What?
Well, the surveillance that he went along with and authorized the mass surveillance and created fights with a number of our technology companies was not helpful in many ways to us. Early in his term, he was asked by a lot of state officials to help us out when we were in the worst of the recession and the worst of the budget crisis with loan guarantees or other funds, which he really didn't do. And then, you know, he also deported a lot of our neighbors in a way that, you know, at least to me, was troubling. It's too early to slap his name on everything. I understand the desire to do it, but no.
Do you think that a president should be out of office for some period of time before these tributes start being made, that there needs to be an allowance for some degree of perspective to assess their accomplishments?
I think that's right. I mean, there's a 12-year rule before you can see presidential papers. You ought to at least wait that long to see it. And there's a lot of people who name things for people who will tell you that it's best to wait until after they're dead. And there's some wisdom of that. There's a lot of things that have names pulled off of buildings and bridges and things that had their names pulled off of them when things come too soon.
But at the same time, you got to fess up here. You kind of like that plaque, don't you? Because you mentioned that you've been by it several times.
I feel very embarrassed by it. And I've been by it more times. And it's just been up a few weeks. The nostalgia to my childhood, certainly, that's powerful, that nostalgia, dangerous. There's also something about the plaque as it's sort of a delicious and incongruous take, 21st century take on the log cabin story, you know. And
Pasadena's rural Illinois.
And
huh,
I just like, and I just, and honestly, I, you know, as some of my friends from that time who I've been in touch with recently say, we can make T-shirts now that say, you know, Obama was my homie. We have that. And it's a sweet little, I'm going to take it as a sweet little reminder that, you know, history can be hiding around your local corner or, you know, living in your in the shabby apartment next door.
You never know really what potential might be just down the street.
That's exactly right.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday.